Amen. Why don't we pray for the word tonight? Heavenly Father, what an honor and a privilege it is to come to your house and to receive of your word. And tonight, Lord, we yearn for your voice. Tonight, God, we yearn that you would come and speak to our hearts and speak to our minds, that it would not just be another service, but that tonight, Lord, by your power and by your spirit, oh God, that you would truly change us and you just would truly come and speak to us. So we honor your word. We honor you tonight, and we ask all this in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Well, we are continuing on tonight from several weeks ago with part two of Living Word. We serve the one true God who is living, who is all-powerful, and who has a plan for every one of our lives. Is he alive to you tonight? Is there a resurrection power of Jesus Christ living within you tonight? Do our lives reflect a deep level of faith and a trust that God is moving, that he is able to break through for us, that he has called us? You see, when we believe that our God is alive and that he is moving, it ought to stir a passion within us to draw near, to be so aware that we are nothing without him, that we can do nothing without the power of God in our lives. And because our God is living, we are told in Scripture that his word is living as well. John 6:63, the words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. God is passionate about his church being skilled in the word of God. In our Christian living, we know that there are battles that wage against our lives. There is the battle of our sinful human nature, and there is the battle of our spiritual enemy, Satan, that is working against us from being victorious and staying close to the presence of God. When we know the word, we will know how to resist the sin and temptation. When we know the word, we will know how to overcome the ungodly area so that we are not separated from the presence of God. If you have your Bibles tonight, you can open up to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Our main passage comes from here. Familiar verse, I'm sure, for all of us. It says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The King James Version in this verse, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful." The word quick is interpreted to mean alive, breathing, having vital power in itself, and exerting the same power upon the soul. It is fresh, strong, efficient. This is what the promise of the word of God is for our lives. It is quick, it is powerful. It is efficient to perform what God desires for it to perform in our lives. And the question we asked last time was, what aspects of the word do we need to pull into our lives? Do we need to invoke on a daily basis in order for it to be living and active and powerful over us? What areas do we need to invoke in order that the word of God would cut away the flesh, that it would defeat the enemy in our lives, that it would advance the spiritual purposes of God within and through us? Just to recap really quickly, number one was the living word is faithful and true. Every word of God is faithful, and it is the one truth that stands up against every other misconception of truth that is being taught in our world today. Can you say amen? Number two was, the living word requires us to be hearers and doers. And number three was, the living word flows as cleansing waters to sanctify us. Well, as we continue on tonight, just 3 points really quickly. Number four is, the living word is our supernatural food. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you." How many have ever been humbled and tested by the Lord? to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. These verses compare the natural food to the supernatural food. What is the importance of our natural food to us physically? For our bodies, we know that it is the building blocks. For the young, it helps them to develop and to grow. When we are wounded, food can help the healing process. It can replenish the areas that are worn out. It gives us strength and energy to perform our tasks. For our minds, food is as the oil in a lamp. It is fuel for our learning, for our decision-making, for our bodies to function properly. The quality of our food affects the quality of our growth, affects the quality of our